Chapter 1. Julia. Dildos weren't what I had in mind for party favors, Caitlin said as she held a neon green one in her hand. She pushed her glasses up her nose and frowned at it. I paused as I pulled one from the brown shipping box. I'd ordered them online for the party. You haven't seen one up close before? I wasn't into using lots of toys with a guy, but I did have a vibrator in my bedside drawer for sex-dry spells. Like now. She blushed and looked at me across her kitchen table. A sly grin spread across her face as she waved the toy back and forth, the tip of it swaying. With two big men with dicks, who needs this? I closed my eyes and groaned. Ugh, I hate when you guys talk about my brother's dicks. And a pang of loneliness was buried beneath the horrible mental picture of my brother's naked. I didn't have a guy warming my bed or my heart, and I wasn't holding out hope for finding one. Not after what happened with Frank Marsden. Not that I was telling anyone. Least of all Caitlin or the others. He lived in town and Raines was really small. I'd been miserable enough after our so-called relationship to become a road warrior for work, taking jobs all over to keep me out of town until I felt like my self-confidence wasn't in the toilet. Until Frank hopefully moved on. Caitlin didn't apologize, and why should she? It wasn't her fault she was in a solid and sexy relationship with my oldest brother Duke and also with Jed Cassidy, who owned a bar on Main Street. She laughed and set the dildo back on the table. It's only me around right now. Just wait until Ava and Parker get here. The other two women were in relationships with my other brothers. Parker was hot and heavy with Gus, along with his two colleagues, Kemp and Poe. Ava was engaged to my middle brother, Tucker, and also Colton Ridge. Yeah, two guys for Ava and three for Parker. Tonight was Ava's bachelorette party, which Caitlin was hosting, although I was the organizer. That was why I was at her house early, getting things set up. Don't forget Jill. Porter's my cousin, and hearing about his dick isn't all that fun either. I grumbled. I was happy for all four of them, but I really didn't like to hear all the details of their sex lives, especially when mine only involved either my hand or my vibrator. Then you shouldn't have bought dildos. Caitlin countered, grabbing a favor bag, opening it up, and sitting it upright beside the others on the table to be filled. Oh, please, ditching the dildos isn't going to keep everyone from talking hot men or ogling the ones I have showing up. So it's okay for you to call your brothers and cousin hot, but not mention their dicks, she countered. She was an only child, so she had no idea what it was like with three older brothers. Three bossy older brothers. It wasn't like I was going to tell any of them about my sex life, and after Frank, I figured sex wasn't happening ever. I wasn't looking for a guy. In fact, I'd had to hide from one at a grocery store. Of course, with Raines being so small, I had to see Frank standing with some woman in front of the apples in the produce section. I'd had to steer my cart around the deli counter and hide in the pasta section until I was sure he was gone. Sure, a guy would be nice. To have what Caitlin had with Duke and Jed was something I'd always wanted. But now, since I was considered a frigid bitch, it probably wasn't going to happen. I sighed, knowing Frank the asshole was long over me and yet still lingering and among the fruit in my low self-esteem. Most likely hooked up with the woman who knew what she was doing and could give blowjobs that didn't put him to sleep. Hell, who wasn't broken? Guys wanted sex, good sex. And since I was bad at it, who would want to keep me? I had a feeling one of the dildo favors was going to be my late-night BFF. Julia? Caitlin said, waving her hand a few feet in front of me. I blinked, smiled, then lied. Sorry, I was blocking out visions of my hot brothers. I picked up the dildo, gripped it like it was a cucumber. These are just for fun and just for the ladies. Don't forget the strippers. Caitlin waggled her eyebrows and grinned. You're so much better at this stuff than I am. If I'd planned it, we'd be having a quilting bee instead of hot guys giving us a show and fun favors. You're not as tame as you think, I replied, tucking my hair behind my ear. I mean, you've got two guys. And you went to the all-male review at Cassidy's that one night.